Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh my gosh, it's been so long since I've done a podcast. Life has happened. Things have been going on. It has been one crazy, almost a year. I did a couple of podcasts so this year, but I haven't been able to do as many as I desired to do. But I am going to start back doing them on a regular. This morning, I wanted to come in and let's see. I'll start by saying I'm Takresha Blunt. I am the owner and founder of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consulting, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet tea company. And I just want to pop right in here and let's just start talking. We're living in a world of a pandemic. This COVID, oh my gosh, I caught COVID as safe as I was being. You know, I travel a lot with work and I ended up catching COVID. And once I got back home, and it was the Delta variant of it somewhat, and it just took me all the way out. And that was in August. And then I turned around and my father caught COVID. And on my birthday, September the 2nd, I turned 48 and I lost my father. On my birthday, his heart stopped. They brought him back and he made it to the wee morning around 2:33 a.m. on September the 3rd and he passed away. So we have since celebrated my father's life and did his funeral. And, you know, it really didn't make me sad because it gave me peace because my father was dealing with dementia and it was really tearing him apart because it was getting worse and he was struggling to remember or get his words out good. So to see my father in the casket, I thought would tear me apart because I'm truly a big father. I'm a daddy's girl. I've always been his other kids. You know, I'm like the spoiled little baby because I am the baby of the six of us. And I just felt that peace and ease that, you know, my father wasn't struggling anymore to deal with dementia. And at 72, dementia should not be something that we deal with. So with that said, I want to say we all have to look at life and celebrate life daily. It's like so much stuff go on that people don't realize it. You know, I gained a stalker in June, all from a comment on social media, and she has been nonstop every day. You know, and she'll take a break and she come right back. She is a female. I'm not gonna call her a woman because something is truly wrong with her. Mentally, and her self-esteem is really not there because, quote her, everybody's ugly. She uses all these filters. And, you know, social media has really screwed life up. I like social media. But now it's like it's a huge distraction in my life. And not only is it a distraction, it is so sad to see some of the things that people do on social media. The bullying, the name calling. And let's just be real. Snapchat, the filters were meant to just enhance people. But this young lady, she uses these filters on everything that she does. And her real picture doesn't match her Snapchat picture. She loves Snapchat. But why I say this is we have some sick people amongst us in this world. Mentally, you know, not wrapped tight. This lady went on for over I forget how many hours, but it was like weeks. I had it down to the hours of posting about me, making fake pages, the whole nine yards. And you know, trying to cause any kind of problem that she could with anybody that would listen. And the old me would have, you know, commented or said anything. But because I've changed and I've started seeing things different and looking at things different as far as life and better myself. I just wanted to be better than what I was, and I worked hard to get where I'm at. And instead of entertaining her ignorance, I ignored her. And that just fueled her even more. And to this day, from June, and it's now October, she's still posting stuff. She sits and she makes these fake pages. And then she posts stuff on, you know, she watch everybody's page constantly. And it's really sad. It's sad because she's a doctor and she should be proud of her accomplishments and bettering herself and being a better person. But inside is a hollow, broken person. No matter what she say, how she said, what she try to convince herself she is and isn't, she's broken. She's hurt. She's not loved. And she don't know how to love. And I say that because I don't know this young lady, but anybody in a right frame of mind would not make an effort to stalk people. Her ex-husband is a classmate of mine. And this ex-husband, well, he's not a classmate. I'm classmates with his sister, and I know his family. And I graduated with his cousin. So it's like we know each other through siblings and family members and what have you. And my father and their mother went to school together. Needless to say, they got a divorce recently, and because you converse with him, be it social media, like, comment, or something on a post, a status, or what have you, she will continue to stalk you. So now he's moved on, remarried in a short period of time, and I'm going to talk about that more tomorrow. Men not healing and jumping into the next relationships. But she has taken it upon herself. She is now, you know, making comments about the new wife and calling the lady ugly and saying the lady looked like a man and all kind of stuff. And it's just horrible. She never has anything good to say about anybody because she feels like she has to discredit everybody in order to feel whole about herself. That's a sick mind. That's a person who doesn't know, hasn't been shown proper love, I don't care what degree you get. You could get a double PhD if you want to. And inside, if it's not right, it doesn't matter. Your accomplishments don't matter when you're broken. When you use the internet to satisfy by discrediting other people, by insulting other people, by downgrading people, by talking negative, by making posts. You sit and she texts herself from another phone and make it seem like it's a conversation with somebody. There are people in this world that literally do not have the love that they need to feel whole or complete, whether it's from your parents, siblings, relationships, or what have you. There's a lot of broken adults, and I'm not going to call them women or men. They are adults because they have not gotten to the point in life to let go of things, to not try and crucify somebody else so that they can feel whole. You know, people make insults. The ex, him and his new woman, they ride around and they make fun of people. They call people fat. They talk about fat people. They call them wildebeests and all of this kind of stuff. You know, that's sickening. That's a sick soul when you don't have nothing to communicate with each other about. But you sit and you pick and make fun of other people. You think that everybody is meant to be small, and they're not. Some people have health issues that may make them larger. And why does it matter? Why does it matter to you or anybody what's going on in that person's life? If you were focused on your life and focus on the things that you have going on in your life. Because we don't know if COVID going to hit us today or tomorrow. My kid's aunt just had a stroke last week. Things happen, you know, and we don't know when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, if it's going to happen to us. I could be talking to y'all right now and get hit by a car and lose my life. I'm not going to spend my everyday moments, seconds, and hours to make fun of other people or to stalk people or to say that this person is ugly or to say that this person is this or they look like a man or anything. That's not my business. My business is to assure that I'm taking care of me and my family. And that's what we have to worry about. If you don't have any friends to truly talk to enjoy life, see, you plant yourself in the wrong position. And when they plant it, she's planted herself in a state of a mind to think that doing evil, because all of this is evil, doing evil to others is her success in life. You know, while you're spending that time and you're making the fake pages, and I mean, this lady had a whole fake page of me going on Instagram. And I finally got enough and I called the police and they made a report to Instagram. Instagram shut it down. Not only did they shut down that page, they shut down about 3 or 4 other pages that she had because they was all connected. So, with fake pages. One was even of her discrediting herself. She literally put up a whole page and talked about herself and put memes up about herself to make it seem like somebody was doing it to her. See, it's some sick people in this world, and we don't even want to believe it. We think that everybody is doing good, and everybody is, oh, they drive this kind of car. She's driving an old-ass Mercedes SUV. Who cares? I don't care if you drove a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, and it could be brand new, haven't even been released yet. If you are broken inside, no matter what you buy, it could be the most beautiful thing you ever seen, but your broken inside shines brighter on the outside because you're going to do things that are going to make it, you're going to put it in everybody's face, basically, that you're broken because you won't let go of certain things. You won't let go of certain people. You feel like you're tormenting them, but you're just delaying your days. And when I say delaying your days, I mean that you are losing out on precious moments. Everything that's going on in this world, you got to enjoy life. I'm not going to waste my time sitting watching somebody when I got to live. I got to enjoy life for myself. I want to see things that I haven't seen. I want to go places that I haven't gone. So if I'm wasting my time watching them, I'm not going to make it to any of that. But what I can do is focus on the things that I want in life and go after them. So I just wanted to come in and make that quick podcast to say, let go. If the ex has moved on, you don't have to watch them. If it was because they did you wrong, you don't have to watch them because everything that they did to you, they'll see it again. You know, she claims to be practicing hoodoo or Ifa or whichever one she claims she is. But, you know, when you try to do wicked things to people, you never know who you're dealing with. You could be dealing with a precious angel that's guarded. Yet you're trying to do wicked to them and wish evil upon them and death and all kind of stuff. But are you really hurting them or are you really hurting yourself? See, you might think that you got the glitz and the glory right now because I caught COVID and because I lost my father. But what you don't realize is my father is not gone. He's here. He died from the earth, from the presence of seeing him. But my father is within me. And one thing I always told people, and if you've known me for a while, I always tell you, I am my father's child. Good morning. I am my father's child. And when I say I'm my father's child, my dad taught me a lot of things. See, my dad, the Rocky that I know, Rocky wasn't my dad was I call him a thug because that's what he was. My dad was a hustler. He did whatever he had to do. And my dad showed me the streets and how the streets can destroy you and how the streets can make you better if you do it the right way. But when you're playing around with fire, and, you know, she went and she said, I buried her name in my ground. Well, you know, anything that you bury, especially when it's good, will flourish and grow and nourish everything. So bury me, say whatever you want to say, do your little, you know, whatever you claim that you're doing, and enjoy it, because that's all I have to offer her. Because at the end of the day, I am who I am. And I don't brag about who I am. I don't need to do any pretend harm to anybody to be who I am or to feel complete or to live my life. I just do what I do. So I'm going to end this podcast, and I will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's topic is going to be, I'm going to be on here a while because I have to drive about 45 minutes or so to work. So I will do a whole podcast, and it's actually going to be on men healing. You know, we got all these people like that weirdo Kevin Samuels and all of them. They always telling women what they need to do. But see, these broken men, these men who are broken, who have jumped from relationship to relationship to relationship to relationship and never took the time to heal. See, anything that inserts themselves in you, it leaves something in you. That's in the Bible, whether you read it or not. But if a man inserts himself in you, he brings along all those spirits of everybody before. And when he does that to you, they could be mentally ill. They could be whatever. He hasn't healed himself. He hasn't cleansed himself. He hasn't done anything. But he will tell you that you're broken, that you need to heal, that you this and you that, and you got to live to this standard in order to have a man. But when do we as women tell these men, this is what you got to do to be a man for me? So that's tomorrow's topic. It is going to be hot and juicy. And I ask you to join me and understanding, and I may make it the rest of the week. We talk about the broken man and the scorned man. You know how they say woman scorn? Well, the men are too. So we're going to talk about all that the rest of this week. I'm going to make it the rest of this week topic. And we're going to go from there talking about how, you know, the appearance, your appearance, no matter what, that's going to be the following week. We're going to talk about appearance and everything. So I am going to end this podcast, and I will talk to you all tomorrow. I wish you a wonderful and blessed Tuesday. And again, realize that social media is a distraction. Unless you're running your business on there, you should be spending very minimum time on social media. Get in, get off. Don't sit there and let all that negativity absorb into your brain, because it's not worth it. Wherever you plant yourself, it should nourish you to be better. So if you're planting yourself on Facebook and all you see is drama and negativity and evil and sad stories, you become what you see. You become what you deal with. You become what you absorb. So limit your time there. Make time and get out and go hang out with your girlfriends. Go somewhere. Do something. Have fun. Sit outside. Pick up the phone. Talk to somebody that's positive, that's doing things in life. So have a wonderful day, guys. And I am glad to be back. And I will talk to you all later. Bye-bye.